Welcome to Bark. Calls may be recorded for training and quality purposes. If you'd like to find out more about how Bark.com works, please press 1. If you'd like to discuss an existing Bark seller account, please press 2. If you're looking for a local service professional, please press 3. Or for anything else, please press 4.
Yes, my name is James Driscoll, and I initiated a bark, I guess is what you call it, because it says it was rejected, last night. And I have a situation that I need to find some a person in view of, I have a school, so I'm using it as a homeowner, as a term, so you can understand. And I initiated a contact, and I assume this person is Jonathan, is an automated response. It says, thanks for your email. Unfortunately, we were unable to find the record for the email. So I gave it, I provided it and gave back my reply back to that. I need to have somebody answer it. So it should be, and you have Zendesk, so it's under the Zendesk, support. Uh-huh. So I don't know how long it will take. And I didn't know you were, I thought you guys were local to my area, so it's almost 5, I want to make sure it's 10 by 5. So anyway, I got it. It's a little more, I'm a little more eased that you have 24-hour service and all that stuff. But I want to know if I, it should be in the system. Can I actually say that I have an open ticket or not? I'm not sure how this works.
Let me just check that for you. Is it James Martin Driscoll, yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, yeah, I see that there was a request here.
Okay, so you have the link to my phone number. That's fine. I understand. You have it. It's linked together. That's all I need to make sure it was linked together. So, I need to have somebody here in this situation. I have a toddler here who's in school, but he's out of school now. His father is not available. He's at the work, and me and my mother have to go to a doctor's appointment, and I do have a school, so I'm using it as a hall monitor just because I don't want to get any, it's not a sitter because it's more than that. It's explained in my email. This is considered an emergency situation, and it does involve the police. It has the San Bernardino police mentioned into it, so it is a little more than just a sitter.
Around your area contact you so that they're close to you instead of just going in the whole general area. He got rejected, but I can just release this. It's just that he says that there was maybe swearing or some content that might not be allowed on the text. Sometimes it happens just because I'm not sure if you swore on the
I'll explain something to you. I own the internet domain suckedhuman.net, the internet domain suckedhuman.life, the internet domain suckedhuman.space, and if that is what triggered it, I have Grammarly, noting that I have the information, completely formal and completely, it'd be professional, formal, completely confident, And if it's just my domain itself, that's not a reason. I mean, in the course to which I have the domains, that is what it is. That is professional. There are actual in-company, actual companies by the name with the word F-U-C-K in them, and you can go on LinkedIn and you can see their own profiles. So that in itself is not an issue, but I understand what you're saying. So that is your customer. That is who I am. So I need to find somebody to help me. So, and it's kind of an emergency. So by Thursday.
Yeah, honestly, sometimes it might be also because the system doesn't recognize
the word. I completely understand. I'm not. There's no way. And I didn't. Where are you actually located? Your office.
In London.
Okay, in London. That makes it even better. Thank you. A real man will get onto a court. I'm barking. Bark, bark, bark. I'm barking. I'm screaming for help here. So in the course of this. So thank you.
Let me just pop you on hold for a minute. Okay, I'm just gonna release the request.
Okay, thank you.
I'll be right back.
Okay, thank you. Thrown in your face. And look, I'm gonna do it. You have to call your doctor. I think you're capable of doing it. I think all of this is intentional. Thank you.
the most conversationist as a kid.
I call back.
Oh, there you are.
I was, Hello,
yeah, I was just complaining about the time. It's just like right in the moment of time. It's like 15 seconds ago. I said, all right.
Sorry about that. It just needs to be approved by management as well, okay? So as soon as a professional responds to this, then we would notify you, okay?
Okay, please read it in detail. I'm as honest as I can be. This is an emergency situation in view of the mechanics that my nephew actually kicked in my door. Mm-hmm. It's all described there. Everything is in the description. There's only one mistake. It's NIH.gov. It's in the first mention of it. And there is the word fuck in there. It's the fact that my mom is playing mindfuck games, okay? So, and it is real. There is an interface between the San Bernardino Police Department and the auditor's office for the state of California. And the quote I said, and the San Bernardino Police Department did not provide a written response to the state audit, and that's transpired. And why? It's most likely because of my evidence I have on file. Me, the person that I'm requesting of this is a situation that I need to have help from somebody in view. Thank you. It is important.
Right.
It's not bullshit.
So, yes.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.